All right, buckle up, because we're diving into a story that proves, once again, that life takes some pretty wild turns. We're digging into anything but bland, and yeah, I know what you're thinking, lawyer's autobiography, not exactly a white-knuckle thriller, right? But trust me, this is Eric Bland we're talking about, the South Carolina attorney. This guy's life, it's anything but tea ordinary.
What grabs you right off the bat is that this guy, he was a self-proclaimed punk, right?
Yeah.
But he beats the odds, not just in court, but in life. It's kind of inspiring.
And that's what we're going to unpack, right? Like, how'd he go from, well, punk to powerhouse attorney? What were those pivotal moments?
Well, one thing that jumps out is this constant fighter spirit he had. He just wouldn't back down, you know? And that goes all the way back to his childhood in Philadelphia. It's like this theme that echoes through his whole life.
Almost like those scrappy early days were building the foundation for, well, everything that came later, the courtroom battles, all of it.
Exactly. He talks about going up against bullies, struggling with insecurity. You can tell he felt like the underdog, always having to prove himself.
Okay, so paint that picture for us. What were those early years like?
So imagine this, young Eric, trying to find his place, but he's got these overachieving older brothers, right? And he's at Chestnut Hill Academy, this really prestigious private school, and he's nearly getting kicked out. Can you imagine the pressure? Those expectations must have been crushing.
Oh, I bet. And to top it off, he even had to repeat ninth grade. That's got to do a number on your confidence.
No kidding. It's like that feeling of being stuck at the bottom, wondering if you'll ever catch a break. And, you know, it's something a lot of people can relate to, that fear of not measuring up.
It's universal, that feeling. But then there's this detail in the book that just jumped out at me. He discovers weightlifting. It's like this aha moment, you
Oh,
know?
absolutely. It's like he literally starts building himself up muscle by muscle. And it's not just physical, right? His confidence explodes.
Right, like he's proving something to himself, finding that inner strength.
And you can feel it in the book, this surge of energy he gets. But here's the thing about life. Just when you think you've got it figured out, bam, curveball.
You're talking about his dad, Howard, right? Losing his job at Plickhost Manufacturing, that was rough, especially with the long commute and the tough boss he had.
It shook the whole family, no doubt. But for Eric, it was like a wake-up call, this harsh reality check.
And he was just finding his stride too, right?
Exactly. And you can tell it makes him confront his own path, or lack of one at that point. He even says it was a turning point, like this defining moment.
From aimless teenager to, well, we'll get to that.
Because what happens next? It's a complete 180. Hold on to your hats. He goes from barely graduating high school to, get this, a laser-focused college student.
Seriously, like hits the books, turns into a scholar overnight.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He even writes about this party he went to, right?
Yeah.
Says he's sitting there by the pool, totally soaked, feeling completely lost. And bam, right there, it's like something clicks.
And that's when he decides to whip his life into shape.
Totally. He's done with the partying, the distractions, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
He even swears off dating. Can you imagine?
Talk about dedication, but did it work? Did this sudden discipline stick?
Oh, it's more than just sticking. It's like he unlocks some hidden potential. This guy, who everyone thought was a lost cause academically, graduates college with a 4.0 GPA.
You're kidding. From almost getting kicked out of high school to a 4.0. Okay, now that's inspiring.
Right. Talk about defying expectations. But even with that kind of drive, life's got a way of throwing curveballs, you know? And in Bland's case, well, let's just say his path takes a bit of an unexpected turn.
Oh no, don't tell me he ditches the whole law thing, becomes like a motivational speaker. With that story, I wouldn't blame him.
Not quite a motivational speaker, though he certainly had the energy for it. No, he actually sets his sights on the Secret Service. Can you picture it? Eric Bland, sharp suit, sunglasses, the whole deal.
Okay, I gotta admit, that's not the direction I saw this going. But I mean, it kind of tracked, right? Criminal justice degree, always fighting for justice. What sparked that ambition?
It's actually pretty straightforward. He aces his interviews, right? He's got the drive, the determination, he's checking all the boxes. But sometimes, even when you're on the right track, life's got other plans.
Hold on, I know this one. This is the part where he nails the interview, blows them away, and they basically say, "Son, you're aiming too low."
You got it. He talks about this Secret Service agent practically shaking his head, saying something like, "With your brains and that fire in your belly, you should be the one advising us, kid."
See? I knew it. Classic Bland, always exceeding expectations, even when he's the one setting the bar.
It's amazing, right? And that encounter, it's a turning point. It plants the seed for law school, for the career that would define him.
So that's it. He trades in the Secret Service aspirations for law books, huh?
That's how it goes. He enrolls at the University of South Carolina Law School, ready to tackle a new challenge. But even surrounded by law books instead of, well, weights, he still stands out.
Wait, let me guess. This is about that professor calling him out for looking like a bodybuilder in class, right? Gotta love it.
You know it. But here's the thing. It wasn't just a harmless observation, you know. This professor, he gets serious, tells Bland straight up, "You're not going to cut it here, son. Too much time at the gym, not enough with the books."
Ouch. Talk about tough love. But knowing Bland, I bet he used those words as fuel, right? Turn that doubt into pure determination.
It's like he thrives on proving people wrong. And that's exactly what he does. Powers through law school, lands a prestigious job at a firm in Philadelphia, the whole nine yards. But it's not all sunshine and roses, even with the success.
You'd think that's the dream, right? Big city, fancy firm, the works. What was missing?
He felt like an outsider. He talks about sticking out in those mahogany-lined offices, like his background, his journey. He was all just different.
Man, that feeling of not belonging. It's tough. You work so hard, achieve so much, but it's still there, you know?
And it really hits home at this firm gala he goes to. He overhears two partners completely dismissing him, saying something like, "Didn't realize we were recruiting from the University of South Carolina these days."
Oh, wow. That's got to sting, especially with his wife right there.
It was a reality check, for sure.
Yeah.
All that success, all those wins, and it's like they still saw him as the outsider, the one who didn't quite fit the mold.
So what's he do? Walks away from the whole thing.
He does. Packs it all up, heads back to South Carolina. But it's not a defeat, not at all. It's more like a strategic retreat, you know? Time to build something on his own terms.
And this is where things get interesting, right? Where Eric Bland, the lawyer, the fighter, really starts to take shape.
Exactly. He takes those experiences, those setbacks, and turns them into fuel.
Mm.
And out of that fire, this unique approach to law emerges, an approach that would eventually put him face to face with Alex Murdaugh.
This is where Bland's story takes us from, like, law school ambitions to the heart of this massive case, the Alex Murdaugh case. But we're talking stolen millions, a family dynasty, and of course, the murders of Murdaugh's wife and son. It's heavy stuff.
Yeah. And as Bland digs deeper into this case, it's like he's uncovering this web of financial crimes, lies, manipulation, you name it. It's enough to make anyone's head spin, even a seasoned lawyer.
And he calls Murdaugh out, too. There's a part in the book where he goes, "despicable and evil, but also a damn good criminal." It gives me chills just thinking about it.
Right. Because it shows just how complex Murdaugh was. Like, how could someone be so charming on one hand and then orchestrate such awful things on the other?
And Bland, he sees through it all. He knows this case is about more than just proving guilt or innocence. It's about showing everyone who Murdaugh really is under all that charm and influence.
Exactly. And he realizes that just going head-to-head with Murdaugh in court isn't enough. He has to win over the public, too.
That's where his whole media strategy comes in, right? It's like he's playing chess, but instead of pieces, he's using the media to control how the story unfolds.
Exactly. It's actually brilliant. Because by being open and honest with the public, he levels the playing field. He takes this case, which could have easily been dominated by Murdaugh's money and power, and makes it relatable to everyday people.
And the courtroom showdowns, he talks about facing off against Murdaugh's lawyer, Dick Harpootlian, who's like a legend in South Carolina law. That must have been intense.
It's the definition of David versus Goliath. You've got Bland, this tough but relatable guy, up against this giant of the legal world, but he doesn't back down, not for a second.
There's that line he throws at Harpootlian during Murdaugh's bond hearing. He says Murdaugh needs to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Man, what a power move.
Right. It's like he's cutting through all the BS, demanding that Murdaugh face the consequences.
And it's bigger than just one case, you know? He's fighting for everyone who's been ignored or pushed aside by the system.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in the end, he wins. Murdaugh gets convicted, sentenced to life in prison. It's a huge victory, one that sends shockwaves through South Carolina and beyond.
But you can tell it takes a toll on him. He doesn't sugarcoat the emotional impact of the case, of carrying the weight of those victims and their families.
It's a good reminder that behind every big legal case, there are real people whose lives are changed forever. And Bland carries that responsibility with him. You can feel it in everything he does.
And that's what makes Anything But Bland more than just another legal thriller. It's a story about never giving up, about finding your purpose when things get tough, and about using your voice to fight for what's right.
Exactly. It makes you think about those things that make us different, those quirks and experiences that set us apart. Sometimes those are our biggest strengths.
And that's what we can all take away from Eric Bland's story. It's a reminder that success isn't about fitting in. It's about being true to yourself, about bouncing back from setbacks, and about never giving up on what you believe in.
Because sometimes the best thing you can be is anything but bland.
That's a wrap on our deep dive into Anything But Bland.